There's still a lot we don't know about Theo Curtis, including what exactly he was doing in Syria. We do know that the group holding him was Jabhat al-Nusra, or the Nusra Front. It has nothing to do with the militant organization that calls itself the Islamic State, or ISIS, the group that beheaded Jim Foley last week. Nusra is affiliated with al-Qaeda. ISIS is not. Yeah, I know it's hard to keep track of these groups and their various levels of violence, so we asked Shadi Hamid to help us out. He's a fellow at the Brookings Institution and author of a new book on Islamist movements.
Jabhat al-Nusra is actually the official al-Qaeda franchise in Syria. And there is a very interesting and growing distinction between ISIS and the Islamic State on one hand and Jabhat al-Nusra on the other. ISIS was originally affiliated with al-Qaeda in its previous guise as al-Qaeda in Iraq. And they were disavowed by al-Qaeda because they were seen to be too brutal and too vicious. So now we actually have a kind of spectrum of brutality, and not all extremist groups are created equal. Of course, Jabhat al-Nusra is by definition an extremist group because it is an al-Qaeda franchise, but it hasn't been as ideologically rigid, as expansionist, and as brutal as ISIS has been. In fact, Jabhat al-Nusra, despite its extremist pedigree, has been willing to play pragmatic. It has been willing to work with non-extremist groups, non-extremist rebel groups, I should say.
So, Shadi, in your own mind, how do you keep Jabhat al-Nusra and the Islamic State movement separate? I mean, what distinguishes them for you?
I see a real discernible difference when it comes to the level of pragmatism. So ISIS doesn't play well with others. It's extremely maximalist. Its ideology is just run amok. And you have a situation where they're pretty much beheading anyone who they consider to be a disbeliever. They're actually threatening to commit genocide against certain minority groups. So that's a kind of level of brutality that we haven't seen as much from Jabhat al-Nusra. Jabhat al-Nusra is actually more focused on fighting the Syrian regime. And in that sense, they're more Syrian. And the proportion of Syrian fighters to foreign fighters in Jabhat al-Nusra is quite different. ISIS is much more dependent on foreign fighters who are coming from all over the world. The ISIS, or what we would now call the Islamic State, is less a rebel group or less a terrorist group, and now is a proto-state. It controls territory, it runs local government, it administers services, it runs Sharia courts, it dispenses justice, obviously in a very brutal, harsh way, and run their ideal kind of Islamic utopia. That's how they would see it. Obviously, the reality is quite different for anyone who doesn't share their ideology.
So we know ISIS is not moderate, but maybe the Nusra Front is moderate compared to ISIS. But would you say they're moderate?
I think we have to be careful about this word moderate. When we're talking about the difference between Nusra and ISIS, we're talking about varying levels of extremism. So I would say Jabhat al-Nusra is less extreme. They're more pragmatic, but they're not what we as Americans would consider close to moderate.
By releasing Theo Curtis now, less than a week after that hideous execution of James Foley, what message do you think Jabhat al-Nusra is sending?
Well, there is definitely some attempt to draw a contrast with the Islamic State. So the very fact that it comes so close on the heels of what happened with James Foley is instructive. And Jabhat al-Nusra is trying to portray itself in a different light. I wouldn't go so far as to call this a charm offensive, but they are trying to show that they are amenable to mediation. They are amenable to negotiation and discussion on the issue of prisoners, where ISIS hasn't really been.
Shadi Hamid of the Brookings Institution there, and author of Temptations of Power, Islamists, and Illiberal Democracy in a New Middle East.